With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Ceasefire between Israel and Iran.
U.S. President Donald Trump said on social media that the two countries have agreed to a complete and total ceasefire to be phased in over 24 hours. Trump said on Truth Social that the ceasefire would bring an official end to the war. That's a major change in the hostilities that follow a U.S. strike over the weekend on Iranian nuclear sites. Iran launched a missile attack on a U.S. military base in Qatar, retaliating for the American bombing of three key nuclear facilities. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Supreme Court allowing the Trump administration to restart swift removals of migrants to countries other than their homelands. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a 6-3 ruling, justices lifted for now a lower court order requiring the migrants get a chance to challenge their deportations. The high court's action comes after last month's deportation of 8 people to South Sudan before they had a chance to argue they could be in danger of sent away from their home countries. The migrants from countries including Myanmar, Vietnam, and Cuba had been convicted of serious crimes in the U.S., and immigration officials have said they were unable to return them quickly to their home countries. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The body of the last person missing from a boat that capsized on Lake Tahoe in California during a powerful weekend thunderstorm has been found, bringing the death toll to 8. Coast Guard says swells of more than 8 feet were recorded around the time the 27-foot vessel flipped over Saturday. 2 people were rescued immediately. 6 bodies were later recovered. Intense and historic weather pattern cooking much of America in a dangerous heat dome this week, with a number of triple-digit sightings or seen a number of places that hasn't seen this kind of weather in years. This is SRN News. A battle over 10 commandments in Illinois, SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's leading atheist organization, is leading a lawsuit against Jefferson County over a monument bearing the Decalogue on the grounds of the county courthouse. The foundation claims it's a violation of the Constitution, but supporters point out that the Supreme Court has approved such displays in the past. The foundation spends most of its time seeking to remove all traces of Christianity from the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The acting chair of the federal agency that enforces workers' rights defending her decision to drop suits that seek to defend transgender people, saying her agency must comply with the orders from President Trump. Andrea Lucas spoke recently at her confirmation hearing at the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. This is SRN News. Tesla robo-taxis hitting the streets of the electric vehicle maker's hometown. Here's Rich Thomason.
The company has launched a test run of driverless vehicles in Austin, Texas. From a business standpoint, the bar is high. Tesla rival Waymo already operates driverless taxis in several cities and will not give up market share easily. Still, Elon Musk, who has long promised to put a fleet of driverless Tesla robo-taxis on the roads, vows to eventually corner almost the entire self-driving taxi market. Rich Thomason, Washington.
If oil prices are any measure, Iran just flinched. The price of oil tumbled Monday on a bet that Iran's decision to bomb U.S. and Qatari bases signals it is not planning to do the one thing that could really hurt America, and that is shut down the entire flow of oil in the Strait of Hormuz. More details at srnnews.com.